again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of BitNote. This is David Collins here, and we'll be playing some great selection of game music, and we'll have our last look back at this year's iDig Music Festival, where a lot of great media game music was played. So, have a listen, and hope you enjoy. Hey everybody, and if you've been paying attention to the last few shows, and of course, or maybe you were there in early April, this year had Ireland's first iDig Music Festival, where a bunch of great game music composers came to Dublin. There was a lot of great game and game music events related, and just a lot of fun was had. In the last show, I talked about a lot of Irish games that were actually shown off at iDig Music Festival that are yet and upcoming, and I also, on previous things, I showed experts from the from various people and an interview with Christopher Tin, Grammy award-winning game music composer. But for this show, to wrap up, I think I'll play a lot of the stuff that I actually really liked and were really instrumental to the show. This largely involves two people. One is someone I've interviewed on the show already and is Irish, Eamonn Noon. But there was also another person there which I've referred to a bit. His name is Tommy Tallarico. Now, Tommy Tallarico has done a lot of great things, made music for a lot of games, everything Advent Rising, Earthworm Jim, and so forth. But he also helped create the Video Games Live, which, as I may have mentioned in previous shows, is basically a traveling full orchestra concert of video game music. Now, before I play some of him playing some of his own music at Video Games Live, I'm going to play a story he told us. You see, I was lucky enough, I paid enough when I signed up to go to Video Games Live, and as a result, there was a meet and greet afterwards. And at the meet and greet, Tommy Tallarico showed us some of his stories regarding to Video Games Live. Part of this involved touring around the world, and part of it involved touring Video Games Live to one interesting area of the world, China. And they're really big into Blizzard there, but I think rather than go into detail, I'll let the man tell the story himself. This is Tommy Tallarico telling stories of when he was bringing Video Games Live to China. Have a listen and hope you enjoy.
Russell's been to Brazil with us and different reacts. No, I'm not going to get into that story, but different countries react different ways to the show, you know? In Brazil, like an hour before the show, literally like the walls are shaking and the floor is shaking because the people, you know, are playing at 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people a night, and they're so passionate, and they're, you know, in Chile and Brazil and Peru, it's crazy. China's really funny too, because of course it's a communist, you know, country, and when we play in China, we typically play to like 25,000, 30,000 people a night, and you know, huge stadiums, and about 2 hours before the show, the army comes in, like literally, like red bands, communist army, machine guns, and they go on every aisle, at the ends of every aisle, and they're sitting there with their machine guns, and they're watching the crowd.
Oh,
yeah, and so
made the mistake of trying to take a photo of the
oh yeah, no. And so literally there's like, you know, like 1,000 military guys watching the audience, because in China they can't put their arms in the air during a live show and they can't stand up. So we were playing this one show, and one of the first times where I saw this, and World of Warcraft was coming up. And they're huge Warcraft freaks over there, right? And the way we do our Warcraft piece, you'll see it in the show tomorrow, the kind of the, you know, the World of Warcraft logo kind of, and there's a timpani roll and it comes up, and I'm like looking, like, oh boy, somebody's gonna get in trouble out there. and so it happens, and this one guy who's about 10 rows back, right on the end, he's like, yeah! Jumps out of his seat, couldn't contain himself. And within like 3 seconds, boom! The guys are, oh, they didn't shoot him. but a guy from behind grabbed from behind, threw him back down in his chair, and they're giving him the business. You know? And like, oh my God, it was so crazy. But China is such a crazy place. I'll tell you a couple funny China stories, Video Games Live in China. We're, okay, so When I did my first Hollywood Bowl show, Russell was there, a few folks were there. I wanted to, like, no one had ever done anything like this ever, you know, in the world. There had been a couple of video game concerts over in Japan, but they were very traditional. There's no video screens. You know, it's very classical. So I had video screens, and we had 20 lasers shooting out all over the place. I literally had life-size light cycles zooming across the stage. Russell, I had people in wires flying around the Hollywood Bowl. Everything, crystals from Final Fantasy coming down, and so I had a ton of stuff. So, and one of the things that I'll get promoters who will see like that video and stuff, like our first trailer, and they'll get all these ideas like, oh, you know, we want to have so-and-so, you know, we want to do something special. And they all say that, and they never do it, right? Oh, we want 40-foot Mario balloons floating in the audience, you know. So we're playing China, and about 3 months before the show, the promoter emails me, and he says, hey, do you know what song you're playing last? What's the last song? And that night, we were playing One Winged Angel, Final Fantasy VII. He says, do you have an MP3? I said, sure. So I send him the MP3. I said, why? What's going on? He goes, well, we're going to have fireworks, and it's going to be synchronized fireworks to the song. I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. And then I never heard from him again, right? So now, this is actually the biggest show we ever played. We were played to 100,000 people. I couldn't even see the end of the crowd. And it was a big outdoor thing. I mean, there were people just everywhere. It was unbelievable. And so... I totally forgot about the email because the guy never even, you know, never contacted me again. So now I come off stage, and now we're getting ready for the encore. And that's when it hit me for the first time, when I remembered. And I go over to my stage manager and the conductor. I said, did anyone tell you about fireworks or anything like that? They're like, no. Why? I'm like, never mind. I just, this stupid guy emailed me like 3 months ago. Oh, okay, whatever. So anyway, so now we go back out and we start the song in Final Fantasy, One Winged Angel starts, you know, dun, 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 right? And there's a part about 45 seconds into it where I slide in with my guitar and the drum, meow, and now boom, na, 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 and the drums and bass come in and everything, right? So we're dun, 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 nervous, you know, clapping and everything like that. And then I take my guitar, and my guitar's meow, bona, and the whole stage starts exploding. So I'm like, what the Christ? And like literally, and of course it's China, so there's no fire marshals. They don't give a shit about their people. So literally, there's stuff flying in from the sides, flying down, shooting up, shooting out, literally. The first 10 rows, the people are on fire. There's shit raining into their... Now, my dad had come with us. You know, my dad came with me to China. He'd never been to China, and he was on this trip, and it was our biggest show ever, so he wanted to be there. He's about 4 rows in, and I'm looking at my dad, and my dad's on fire, and he's going like this. He had this, like, satin baseball jacket on. We still have it. We pull it out. We laugh all the time. It's got, like, 20 burn holes in it. Like this, and so I'm playing guitar and I'm laughing. Now the best part about this story is it's all on YouTube, so you can look this up. You put in VGL fireworks and you'll see it. And so you see me in the video. I'm laughing my ass off because I can't hear a thing. It's so many explosions going on. My speaker's right there for my guitar, and I can't hear it. And I'm like, what the heck? And then shit's exploding. And then like a missile would shoot out of this hole, and I'd be like, oh, it's safe there now. And oh, and another one. A rocket would fly out. I'm like, what the Christ? And then I'm looking over at the conductor, and it's Jack. He's laughing, because he can't hear anything. So he's just going like this. I'm not even playing anymore. The crowd's on fire. And then, with like a minute left in the song, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we had no idea this was happening, about 50 scantily clad Final Fantasy VII cosplayers now jump, female cosplayers jump on the stage and they're dancing around and you can't even see me anymore. I'm like, what's going on? And then whoever programmed the fireworks clearly screwed up, because at the end, the song ends, "Set Better Off," and the guy was like, "Oh shit." And he hit the grand finale. He missed the grand finale. And so you can, and again, it's all on YouTube. And then he hits, so the song ends, the crowd starts cheering, and then he's like, boom! And then he just lets off everything. For like about 20 more seconds, the crowd goes crazy. It was funny. So that's China for you. But
okay, so that was Tommy Tallarico talking about his unique experiences in video game live in China. And as I said, it's been one of many great like video game live concerts for him. And I think I've done enough of playing things about people talking about video game music. Why don't we play them actually playing the video game music? What I'm about to hit you with now is actually Tommy Tallarico on stage on Video Games Live here in Dublin just at the beginning of this month, and this time he will be playing one of his own songs. Now, if you listen closely, you can hear me completely fail to guess which bit of music he's talking about, but regardless, it was a huge fun time and it was just a great music to listen to. So here's an excerpt from Video Games Live and Tommy Tallarico hitting us with his own great music. Have a listen and hope you enjoy.
So a lot of people ask me, out of all the games that I worked on, what's the favorite game that I've done, that I've worked on? And I've always tell them that game is Earthworm Jim. Oh. Yeah. We'll be right back. Thank you.
And that was, of course, Tommy Tallarico playing his own music from Earthworm Jim here in Dublin at Video Games Live. Some great music. So, in talking about Tommy Tallarico, I haven't been talking about one of our own, Emer Noon. Emer Noon, of course, is Irish. I was interviewing on the show here before Christmas, and it was her who first really introduced me and hopefully all my listeners out there to Video Games Live, which would be happening. Well, Emer Noon was certainly there at Video Games Live, conducting the orchestra and doing some great work and playing getting a lot of great music out of it. In fact, she was also giving some talks a bit about different conducting techniques and stuff, about how you had to keep rhythm going and also how you could guide the orchestra by your movement but also keep the time. So there's a whole art to it I don't even begin to understand. I think there was even one Nintendo Wii game that tried to let you conduct your own orchestra using the Wiimote, but I think that's the real thing, is far more different game altogether. But yes, I did actually want to just play Tommy Tallarico's great introduction of Emer Noon, where he says how great she is and how she was such an ambassador to Ireland, she went abroad and worked at Blizzard, but also told everyone about how Ireland is. And to be honest, without Emer Noon, we wouldn't have had Video Games Live here in Dublin. And with that, we owe her a huge amount, or at least I do. And I just want to say to Emer, thank you so much for everything. Thank you for the great event. Thank you for everything you've done. And I can almost assure that she'd reply that, oh, it was the work of so many other people, but you too. So thank you so much, Emer. All right. So with that, I think I'll move on to the time when Emer, in Video Games Live, conducted one of her own pieces of work, Malak. But she didn't just do it with herself. She decided, you know, if she was not just to keep the song and conduct it herself, but to let the whole world join in the most literal sense possible, with the YouTube orchestra. So it's a whole event. I'll play the whole clip from it now from Video Games Live. But with that, I think it'll last the rest of the show, but with that, I think I'll leave you. This has been David Collins of BitNote. Thank you all for listening. I hope, even if you couldn't make Video Games Live, that this shows and its recordings are giving you some sense of how cool and enjoyable it was, and hopefully there might be another chance, who knows. But in the meantime, let's just listen to some of the great stuff that went on, and thank you to Emer Noon, thank you Tommy Tallarico, thank you Craig Stewart Garfunkel, thank you to so many of the great composers at Blizzard, thank you to Christopher Tin, thank you for all the host of people whose names I probably don't even know that helped make it possible. Thank you to the Dublin Convention Centre. Thank you to everybody who made such a great Video Games Live Orchestra, of course. Thank you to everyone who made such a fantastic event possible. And with that, I'll leave you to Emer Noon conducting her own work. So, thank you. And thank you to all the listeners out there for having a listen, and I really do hope you enjoy it. So, I'll leave you now with Emer Noon.
Thank you so much for all the production work. It's been really, really hard work, everybody, to bring this here to Dublin, and Craig's the one that made it happen.
Give this back to the person who deserves it.
So this is really special, this next piece, to me. Well, I wrote it, but besides that, we wanted to include the gaming community. This is an international festival. The first year we thought, we're going to have our audience get the word out to our Dublin audience, and then we'll branch forward. And I see some of my friends from the US, my Twitter pals in the audience. So we wanted to open up iDig Music Fest to the international community. So we put out a call for a YouTube orchestra to perform Malak from World of Warcraft, Warlords of Draenor. We got over 120 videos, and you're going to see them on stage performing with us tonight, featuring my dear friend. She's over 50 million views on YouTube, Maluka from Mexico. Amazing, amazing singer. Uh, And those of you that were at the festival might recognize a few familiar faces. All of them might be from the Triforce Quartet as well. So I'd love to perform for you Malach from Warlords of Draenor.
Imran Noon performing Malak at Video Games Live. This has been David Collins with BitNote. Thank you for listening.